Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Bostrom of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Bostrom.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, you're high and holy, but you live among the lowly. Often you wipe away our tears and restore peace to our mourning hearts. Living with you is purifying and dignifying, and your influence also enables us to be more compassionate, to have more love, pity, and courtesy. What an honor to be an instrument in your nail-scarred hands, ready to seize every opportunity where we can to be useful, offering all our talents for your service. Direct our steps and our thoughts today for your glory and our good. And on that final day, may we hear your well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll. Senator Molnar. Senator Hayman. She's online. Yep.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum being present, Senate is ready for business. Members, go to order business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are committee on local government report that Senate bills, House bills 211, 246, 291, 299, and 316 be concurred in. Senator Chris Friedel, chair. Mr. President, we are committed to State Administration report that House Bills 82, 134, 210, 224, and 295 be concurred in, and that House Bill 186 be concurred in as amended. Senator Mike Cuff, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed to Taxation report that Senate Bill 122 do pass as amended. Signed, Greg Hertz, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, the committee reports are adopted. Without objection, we'll go to order business number 5. Messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day with 3 overtime time to pass, title and history agreed to, and are herewith transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 403, Beattie; House Bill 469, Brewster; House Bill 521, Logie; House Bill 587, Jones; House Bill 588, Jones. The following Senate bills were on this day with 3 so times concurred in title and history agreed to, and are herewith returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 21, Fitzpatrick; Senate Bill 36, Lenz. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Resolution 68 has been introduced, read first time and referred to committee. Senate Bills 532 through 535 and House Bills 403, 469, 521, and 587 and 588 have been introduced and read. That is all, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I off the record and out of the journal for a purpose of an introduction?
You may.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Today, up on the balcony to my right, your right, I'd like to welcome Farm Bureau's ACE leadership class of this year. These are a group that spent a whole year studying how to be better Montanans and to be leaders in agriculture. We have farmers, ranchers, ag lenders, students, teachers from across the state of Montana. Thank you.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe off the record now, the journal for a basketball report.
You may.
Mr. President, once again, I'm finding cell phones just laying around. So for the small recovery fee of $20, this could be your phone.
It was on my desk.
Senator O'Brien.
Mr. President, may I be off the record and out of the journal for the purposes of an introduction?
You may.
Mr. President, members of the gallery, or members of the Senate in the gallery, it's a distinct honor to recognize my husband and my child, Carter Dumke and Chuck Dumke. Please stand.
Welcome to the Senate.
And Mr. President, one more introduction, if I may.
You may.
Constituents Mindy Porter and Gabe Hammett, who are in education, are in the House.
Welcome to the Senate.
In the Senate.
Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, can I be off the record now with the journal for an announcement?
You may.
American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network reception tonight, 6 to 7:30, bottom of the brew house. Thank you.
Senator Gillespie.
Mr. President, I love range. We've seen this plastered around today, ones that give us a really good lunch. But I would like to be off the record, out of the journal, for a purpose of an introduction, please.
You may.
Okay. Montana is 70% range. That means 68 million acres of grassland that utilizes a whole bunch of that carbon we keep hearing about that we need to get used up. So they're doing their part. Today, the ones that went together to give us that really good lunch was kind of Stacy Barta's team. She's with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, along with Montana Public Lands Council, Montana Grazing Districts, Winnet ACES, Montana Association of Conservation Districts, Montana Farm Bureau, Grazing Lands Conservation. And they are all working together to keep us clean, green, pristine, and very productive in Montana. Thank them all.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Mr. President, I would like to introduce the body to a former president of the Senate. My first year, 2011, Mr. Jim Peterson, stand up, Jim, was president of the Senate, and today he's on the board of directors, former president of the museum in Great Falls. And they currently have, he invites all of us up, they currently have the largest display of Charlie Russell masterpieces in the world. They have 150 on display there. Some of them are there, I believe, on loan for a period of time, but now is the great time to go see them. So he asked me to say that.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Est.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Cuff beat me to that one, but I think up here on this side in the balcony are the students from Melville School. Welcome them to the Senate, please.
Welcome to the Senate. That objection will go to order business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself under the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Will Senator Emmerich please take the chair?
Senate will be in order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass consideration on House Bill 457 by Representative Buckley for the day.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, you now have before you House Bill 399. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 399, introduced by Mercer. a bill for an act entitled an act revising county attorney and attorney general reporting requirements related to childhood sexual abuse, revising reporting requirements, providing a definition, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 399. What is your pleasure, Senator Usher?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 399, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Usher.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, this is a bill that just kind of cleans up and clarifies some reporting for child abuse cases. Representative Mercer has been working on this. I think this is the second or third session to get it correct. I think right now we have, if I remember correctly, there's only like 31 of the counties that are actually doing this, and we need to clarify some things and get it moving along and get more reporting so we can try and, as I said in my data bill, try and get the right data so we can make the right decisions and find out what's going on. Please go green.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Gillespie. Senator Lang. Seeing no discussion, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Usher that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 399, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As any member in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted aye, 1 senator having voted no. House Bill 399 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, you now have before you House Bill 26. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 26, introduced by Nicola Kakos, by request of the Department of Transportation, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising highway use laws, revising hay hauling requirements, eliminating imprisonment as a potential penalty for violating certain weight and speed restrictions, eliminating certain punitive measures for failing to pay a GVW fee, revising points of contact for non-residents to pay a permit, amending sections, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 26. What is your pleasure, Senator Treibus?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 26, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Treibus.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. This is House Bill 26 coming at the request of the Department of Transportation. The fiscal note probably has the best description on it of what it does, which was in the title, but I think they say it a little bit better in the description of the fiscal impact, which is HB 26 would allow additional hours of operation for oversized commercial hay loads, remove the imprisonment penalty for violation of load restrictions, streamline duplicative penalties for gross vehicle weight fee violations that include vehicle impoundment, and modernize non-resident permit requirements. So in the bill where it does all of that, we'll start on page 2, on line 5, it strikes out the current law that says travel during daylight hours only for an oversized shipment of large round bales of hay, whether the vehicle is loaded or with an empty rack and so on and so forth. So or travel day or night. So it strikes that part out of current law. On page 3 towards line 20 and 22 and 25, it strikes the imprisonment for violating this. So there's still fines if you violate it, but not imprisonment. Then on page 4, line 25 talks about paying the fee and securing a permit. And line 27, it talks about doing that electronically. And then on page 5, still on the permit, it talks about being able to now contact the department's Helena office or nearest open way station to acquire your permit. So it modernizes that process. And so those are the things that this bill does, and I appreciate your green vote. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Treibus that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 26, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As every member voted, or every member vote by signified by voting aye. Those opposed vote nay. As every member voted, does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 47 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
47 senators having voted aye, 3 having voted nay. The House Bill 26 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, you now have before you House Bill 129. The clerk, or before your consideration, the clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 129, introduced by Welch, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to special mobile equipment exemptions and identification decals, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you, for your consideration, House Bill 129. What is your pleasure, Senator Vance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 129, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Vance.
Members, this bill is at the request of Department of Revenue to improve customer service. I believe the fiscal note attached explains the bill probably better than the bill. By shifting the internal operations between the Department of Revenue, who assesses, and DMV, who issues the decal, the customer can obtain the decal and pay property taxes when being billed. So the service to the customer is much shorter. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? The senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Vance that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 129, that it recommends the same be concurred in. Every member signify by voting aye. Those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Would any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 members having voted aye, 0 voting nay. House Bill 129 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 116. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 116, introduced by Gillette by request of the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee, a bill for an act entitled an act requiring providers serving high-risk children with multi-agency service needs to provide plans of care under certain circumstances, providing exceptions and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 116. What is your pleasure, Senator Gross?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 116, it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. This is the first of two bills you're going to hear today from the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee that resulted from our interim study of the children's mental health system and around the particular issue of a number of children being sent out of state for psychiatric residential therapeutic care. So the bill does this. by requiring that in-state providers review each case involving high-risk kids with complex multi-agency needs for their residential psychiatric treatment. On the back of the bill, on page 2, there are exceptions. The next bill is going to deal more with what you'll see on lines 1 through 3 in on page 2. And we're going to require that any provider receiving an enhanced Medicaid reimbursement rate review these cases. And then down on section 3 on page 2, you'll see the exceptions. We did amend the bill in committee, and that amendment is on lines 12 and 13. So the department is not required to seek a plan of care from an in-state provider if doing so would delay placement and create a higher level of risk for the child in need of the services. In the committee, we added, or if the out-of-state provider is located nearer to the child's home or family than the in-state provider. This was a big discussion we had during the interim, and then again in the Senate committee. And we felt like, so the conversation was both about the provider rates, but also the success of the child is often reliant on them being close to home and their support systems. And so in committee, we decided to add that provision. I think it makes sense for our border town states and for the good senator from Weibo County. Thank you for bringing the amendment. I hope we can pass this. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? The senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gross that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 116, that a mix recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Would any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 members having voted aye, 0 voting nay. House Bill 116 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 147. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 147, introduced by Gillette by request of the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Intern Committee, a bill for an act entitled An Act Creating an Enhanced Medicaid Reimbursement Rate for Providers of Certain Children's Mental Health Services to Increase Access to In-State Care for High-Risk Children with Multi-Agency Service Needs, Creating a Reporting Requirement, Providing Definition, Providing Rulemaking Authority, and Providing an Effective Date and a Termination Date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 147. What is your pleasure, Senator Lenz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 147, it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lenz.
Members of the committee, I wish I'd been able to find my jacket in the closet to match Senator Gross today since these bills are connected, but I couldn't find it this morning, so I'll have to go with blue. So, but it looks very sharp. I think the easiest way to look at that, Senator Gross touched on it in her bill, this in on page 1, starting on line 14, says it very well. In an effort to avoid the placement of high-risk children with multi-service agency needs in out-of-state residential treatment facilities, the department shall pay an enhanced Medicaid reimbursement rate. And so that is what this bill does, in an effort to keep these kids in difficult situations that normally would head out of the state. They would psychiatric residential treatment facilities would assess these kids and be paid the enhanced rate so that we can keep them home. And with that, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lenz that when this committee does rise and report after having in consideration House Bill 147, that it recommends the same be concurred in. Has every member in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, zero voting nay. House Bill 147 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 310. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 310, introduced by Carlson and Caffaro, a bill for an act entitled An Act Requiring a Report on the Uses of the Healing and Any Addiction Through Recovery and Treatment Special Revenue Account, amending section and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1-2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 310. What is your pleasure, Senator Glenn?
Mr. Chair, move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 310, recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Glenn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. So this is a pretty simple bill, and it takes the it requires a report from the HART fund, what we're using the HART fund for, to be provided to the Children and Family Health and Human Services Interim Committee each year. So, you know, that's a pretty big program. We don't have a lot of sideboards on it. So I think it's a really good idea that we have a report going to us telling us what they're spending it on. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Glenn that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 310, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye, those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, zero having voted no. House Bill 310 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, you now have before you House Bill 311. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 311, introduced by Yakovich and Smith, a bill for an act entitled An Act Providing for a Chemical Dependency Treatment Voucher Program, establishing provider and participant requirements, establishing services eligible for voucher coverage, establishing payment provisions, providing an appropriation, providing rulemaking authority, amending sections, and providing an effective date and a termination date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1-7.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 311. What is your pleasure, Senator Gross?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 311, it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. Here's a bill, folks, that is a great follow-up to the bill Senator Glimm just presented, and does put, I don't know if you want to call it sideboards, but an allowable use of the HART fund. So this bill is actually coming from, it's a constituent bill, and for folks who work in substance abuse treatment. So the intent of this bill is to create a funding stream to pay for the initial treatment days or room and board for folks who do not have public or private insurance. So, or while that is being processed, we all know insurance can take a while to approve costs. Let's see. So this voucher program helps reduce the waiting time between someone deciding that they need to go into treatment and the time that they get in there. I wanted to note that TRICARE insurance for veterans does not cover room and board for treatment. So this funding is definitely going to help our veterans. The bill targets population that's under 200% of the federal poverty line. It allows DPHHS to establish program rules to allocate the money appropriately. I think there is a parameter that it would be up to $1,000 per person to make sure that they are getting into treatment when they are ready. There are other guardrails in this bill, such as a four-year sunset, and if other reimbursement does come through from insurance or other sources, that we reimburse the state. The estimate is that about 1,000 people could be impacted by the appropriation on this bill. Just to address, does this fit within the title of the special revenue count? I believe absolutely yes. It's for folks who are starting treatment, make sure that they can pay for that housing and start that treatment when they're ready. Thank you. I hope we can get a due pass. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gross that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 311 that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted aye, one senator having voted no. House Bill 311 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 151. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 151, introduced by Hopkins, by request of the Department of Administration, a bill for an act entitled Act Generally Revising State Building Construction Procurement Laws, raising the cost threshold of construction activities that require legislative approval, raising certain cost thresholds for supervision requirements of building construction, providing for inflationary adjustment of certain cost thresholds through rulemaking, authorizing the Department of Administration to negotiate a contract without competitive bidding if an emergency or public exigency exists, and to negotiate deductive changes of a greater percentage of the total cost of the project when bids received exceed the appropriation, raising the cost threshold under which the Department of Administration may prepare working drawings for building construction, raising the cost threshold for waiving certain security requirements, allowing for public notice through electronic means for competitive bidding on certain projects, allowing building construction bids to be secured by an irrevocable letter of credit, providing rulemaking authority, establishing reporting requirements, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 10.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 151. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had in consideration House Bill 151, it recommends the same do pass, or same be concurred in.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a bill which makes some revisions to the construction procurement laws. If you look through the bill, I think you'll see most of the additions in the bill are where they've gone through and more or less doubled the amount of money that would then be exempt from some of the procurement requirements. The reason this is being done, obviously, is for inflation purposes and to hopefully streamline some of these government processes a little. So with that, I'd ask for a green light. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 151 that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, zero voting nay. House Bill 151 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 34. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 34, introduced by GIST, by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, a bill for an act entitled NAC exempting the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation from the requirement to perform environmental reviews of authorizations for specific grants, loans, or bonds related to conservation, reclamation, and renewable resource activities.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 34. What is your pleasure, Senator Bartel?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 34, that it recommends the same be concurred in.
Senator Bartel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. House Bill 34 is from the DNRC, but it exempts certain DNRC grants and loans from the Montana Environmental Policy Act, which is the MEPA Act. This is part of Governor Gianforte's executive order, and that he signed on January 5th of 2021 that laid out that all state agencies to review and reform regulations that eliminate excessive and unnecessary red tape, and this is one of those bills. DNRC grants help pay for projects that conserve, manage, and protect Montana's land and water resources to provide benefits for present and future generations. These grants funds help local governments, organizations, and also private citizens, plans or build projects that benefit Montana. Grant funds may help pay for project expenses that do not authorize projects that need other regulatory authorizations or permits. DNRC's grant application requirements, public participation, disclosure of benefits, and approval process mirror the statutory tenets of Montana's Environmental Policy Act. Finally, for the projects to be eligible for grant funding, they must demonstrate the benefits to Montana citizens and the environment. Eliminating MEPA and analysis will not change the agency's grant programs. It won't erode the quality of the projects that benefit Montana's natural resource. It will just reduce duplicative regulatory process that can slow down grant funds to these projects without having any benefits. And one of the concerns was in committee was, is this, you know, would this bill still comply if we removed it, if all of the projects would still comply with state and federal laws and the Clean Water Act, the National Historic Preservation Act, and the Montana Act and Antiquities Act? And the answer is yes, and that was the big concern. The projects are still required to comply with all state and federal laws, regardless of whether MEPA document has been completed. It just won't have to be duplicative. So with that, I would ask for a due pass. It's a good bill.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Bartel that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 34, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 46 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
46 senators having voted aye, 4 having voted no. House Bill 34 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 114. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 114, introduced by Vinton by request of the DNRC, a bill for an act entitled an act revising the application process and department consideration of a permit or change in an appropriation right, revising timelines for department consideration of an application for a water right or a change of water right, revising notice, providing for preliminary determinations of a water right application or a change of water right, providing for public comment, revising the objections process, revising department hearings, extending rulemaking authority, providing an appropriation, amending sections, and providing effective dates and a termination date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 9.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 114. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 114, that I recommend be concurred in, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Fellow senators, today I bring you House Bill 114. This addresses the major water challenges we have in Montana. Make it easier to meet our future water needs, addresses affordable housing while protecting our existing water right holders. We do this to ensure that our agencies are streamlined and efficient, and that's what DNRC is doing here at this time. If you look at the bill, I think one of the most interesting things is on page 1 on line 23, when people apply to the government for things, this is a pre-meeting application. And if you look, follow through the bill, that gets them a little more credit as they go through. If you're not into really water rights, but you sit down with DNRC, you go through a pre-meeting application, you fill it out so you know what you need, they know what you don't have, and they will make sure that it's addressed in the deal. I think it's a good bill. I think it's another reason that we should suspect that DNRC is doing what our governor has wanted our agencies to do, is welcoming customer service, promoting customer service. And this is one way that DNRC plans on doing it, by shortening up the time frame for water rights or water changes. Mr. Chairman.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 114, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 47 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
47 senators having voted aye, 3 having voted nay. House Bill 114 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, you now have before you House Bill 343. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 343, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising laws related to geospatial and natural resource information laws, revising the Montana Geospatial Information Advisory Council membership and terms, providing standards for geospatial information grants, eliminating reporting requirements, eliminating the Natural Resource Data System Advisory Committee, providing rulemaking authority, amending sections, repealing sections, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 21.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 343. What is your pleasure, Senator Small?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 343, that the recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. Chair, House Bill 343 does a couple things. The first important thing it does is it rescinds or it gets rid of the Natural Resource Information System Advisory Committee, which met one time last decade. The second thing it does right away is it modernizes the Montana Land Information Act, which is found in 91401. This bill is part of the governor's red tape relief initiative and has had support of the Land Information Advisory Council. The most obvious changes proposed in the legislation is the language which found throughout the bill. It is important for language in the statute to be precise, and one of the terms that changes throughout the bill is it changes land to geospatial, more precisely to describe the work of the state library authorized in these laws. They do not manage land, they manage geospatial information. So what is geospatial information? Because at the hearing, nobody was really sure. It took forever to actually get a definition of it. And what geospatial is it's data that describes the geographic location and characteristics of natural or constructed features within or pertaining to Montana. So this change will help prevent confusion, which often arises between the Land Board and the Land Information Advisory Council. The bill does not impact the authority or work of the Land Board. The bill also reduces the size of the council from 22 members down to 11 and creates staggered terms so the entire council doesn't have to turn over every 2 years. The bill better aligns the timing of planning and granting cycles so that the state library has useful data to inform future planning, and that's related to grants that they give out. And additionally, the bill changes simply clarify the state library's existing roles without changing the authority of the state library or the nature of their work. So it's part cleanup bill and downsizing. It fits right along with the red tape, and it's a good bill. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Mandeville.
Mr. Chair, will the sponsor yield to a question?
Will the sponsor yield?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, I'm looking at page 6, the top of the page. This is a continuation of the section which lowered the membership of the Montana Land Information Board or Information Council, and it appears that the requirement that a member of the state Senate and a member of the House of Representatives be on that council, and I'm wondering about the reasoning why we would take the legislative voice off of this council.
I'm sorry, could you read, you're on top of page 6?
Mr. Chair, Senator Small, yes, so be section 7 at the very top of page 6, lines 1 through 5.
Oh, I see it. Yes, one member of the Montana State Senate. You know that, sorry, Mr. Chair, or Senator, that didn't come up in the hearing, but that's kind of interesting. But I would imagine 11 members that are still going to be on that council are probably a little more specialized than any of us that are sitting in this room.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll speak to the bill. I'm a little concerned about any bills that would lessen the authority of this body. So I think I'm going to be a no on this bill.
Senator Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would the sponsor or the carrier yield to a question?
Yes, Mr. President, would.
Will the carrier yield?
I yield.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, would you give us a description or a brief explanation of one of those geo things you were talking about?
Yeah, yes, sir. So a slight explanation. This will be interesting. So everybody in this room, I'm sure, is familiar with GIS, right? Geographic Informational Systems. Okay, now geospatial technology is that plus. That's everything. It takes more in than just the GIS systems. Now, we know that the library keeps on file and record all of the GIS material, all the GIS material, which is now geospatial. So, I mean, that's an example, right? It shows accurate maps of everything in the state.
Senator Curdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In response to the question from the gentleman, for the senator from Columbus, the Environmental Quality Council usually has oversight on the state library. And we've had meetings with them several times, and I would assume that is the reason why they were legislature itself was excluded from the council. Mr. Chair.
Senator Zolikov.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It sounds like at least one member of this body is very qualified to serve on that council. So,
Senator Manzella.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Will the sponsor stand for a question?
Will you yield?
Yes, I yield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senator Small. My understanding is that the new voting system interfaces with this whole system. And I'm wondering, I've heard concerns about the cybersecurity associated with this system. Do you have any insight as to that on that issue?
Mr. Chair, Senator, no, I sure don't. That's out of anything that was in the realm of our hearing.
Thank you.
Senator Curdy? Senator Manzella?
No, I'm sorry.
Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Senator Small, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 343, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members voted or in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 34 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
34 senators having voted aye, 16 having voted nay. House Bill 343 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 795. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 795, introduced by Tuss and Gist, a bill for an act entitled an act exempting the Department of Commerce and the Coal Board from reviews under the Montana Environmental Policy Act for certain grants and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 795. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does revise and report after having had consideration House Bill 795, that it do concur, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
I bring you House Bill 795. This is a red tape bill where we're trying to exempt the Department of Commerce and the Coal Board from reviews under the Montana Environmental Policy Act. What this is, some of the, when Commerce goes and spends coal money, I want everybody to remember that lots of commerce money comes from coal. There's some needs, not needs to do under the Environmental Policy Act of some of the funds that they threw there. They're not doing a mining. They're actually giving out money. So this just changes some of the code. Appreciate your support.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator Lang, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that with this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 795 that recommends the same be concurred in. As many members are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Senator Bartel? Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye and 5 senators vote nay.
45 senators having voted aye and 5 senators having voted nay. House Bill 795 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, you now have before you House Joint Resolution 7. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill as read.
House Joint Resolution 7, introduced by Malone and others, a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the state of Montana supporting the 100th anniversary of the Livingston Roundup Rodeo's 100 Buckin' Years event.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Joint Resolution 7. What is your pleasure, Senator Esp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Joint Resolution 7, the same be concurred in.
Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, this resolution is a resolution in honor of the Livingston Roundup that began its life 100 years ago. And I can tell you my dad used to tell me about going to the Livingston Roundup, which was about 42 miles away from our ranch. And it took most of the day to get there because the roads weren't that good. His sisters got to ride in the front with Grandma and Grandpa. He and my uncle had to ride in a rumble seat in the back. Sometimes it rained. It wasn't always a pleasant trip. They stopped at a roadside park near Springdale to have their lunch and then go on into Livingston. And then they repeated the performance coming home. So, and then when he got in high school, he took my mom up there. Sometimes he didn't get my mom home at the time he was supposed to and had to pay the price for that. And then when I was a kid, I did the same thing with some of my dates. And so it's been a part of my family for a long, long time. So I think in honor of the old Roundup Rodeo, we should pass this resolution.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Mandeville.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Will the sponsor yield to a question?
Will the carrier yield?
I would be delighted, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, I'm looking at the last page. It says, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the state of Montana that in 2024 there will be a celebration of the 100 Buccaneers of the Livingston Roundup Rodeo. Mr. Chair, Senator Esp, does this language obligate the House and Senate to pay for the celebration of the 100 Buccaneers of Livingston Roundup Rodeo? And if so, does this require a fiscal note?
No, it does not. And you found the only word in this whole resolution I'd left out, but I didn't write the thing.
Thank you.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the sponsor, please.
Does the sponsor yield?
Senator Lange, I'd be delighted.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Chairman, Senator Esp, when we were talking about this resolution, which I fully support, you told me you were going to be the announcer at this rodeo, but I don't see anywhere as is where you're going to be representing from the announcing booth at the rodeo.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lange, I told you if former Representative Redfield would ride a bull and Representative Malone would be the barrel man, I would be the announcer.
I don't follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
Mr. Chairman, Senator S., were those two other whereases you wanted in there for Redfield and Malone to be part of this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lange, that would have been up to the committee chairman, which this bill came out of, I would think.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any further discussion on the motion? Senator Lange? Seeing no further discussion, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Esp that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Joint Resolution 7, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Senator Heyman? Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators having voted aye, zero voting nay. House Joint Resolution 7 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Joint Resolution 11. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Joint Resolution 11, introduced by GIST and others, a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the State of Montana, urging Congress to push back against environmental, social, and governmental policies.
Are there any corrections to history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Joint Resolution 11. What is your pleasure, Senator Usher?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration H.J. 11, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. H.J. 11 was resolution was brought by the Montana bankers in concert with concerned legislators. It pushes back against the movement in the federal government to inject ESG, environmental social governance, in our banking regulations. It would force federal regulators, the SEC and FDIC, to include ESG during the examiners when they go to the banks. On the same day that this passed the House, all four of our national delegation actually came out and said that they were against this in the banking committee, including Senator Tester. With that said, please go green.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Usher that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Joint Resolution 11, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 33 senators vote aye and 17 senators vote nay.
33 senators having voted aye, 17 having voted nay. House Joint Resolution 11 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you House Bill 555. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 555, introduced by Carlson, Cavero, and Lenz, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to counsel for children in abuse and neglect cases, providing qualifications and practice standards for counsel representing children in abuse and neglect cases, requiring the Department of Public Health and Human Service to leverage and maximize federal resources to support the provisions of legal representation to children, providing rulemaking authority and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 555. What is your pleasure, Senator Lenz?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 555, it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lenz.
Members of the committee, House Bill 555, you will see on the fiscal note, under the description of fiscal impact, establishes a specific standards for the qualification and the training of attorneys providing public defender services to a child in abuse and neglect cases. Costs associated with training expenses qualify for federal 4E reimbursement. So you can see there the impact on the fiscal note. If you turn to the bill on page 2, it mentions to establishing standards, and the standards take into consideration several things of how to interact in child abuse and neglect cases and representation of children on page 2 and page 3, and that is what it does. So we create a better trained attorneys that are representing children. You've seen a bill that I brought forward that would create representation for all children. The sponsor of this bill, Representative Carlson, has something similar coming from her side. This just would establish training parameters to make that representation better. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? The senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lenz that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 555, that it recommends the same be concurred in. As many members in favor of the motion signify by voting aye, those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
49 senators having voted aye, 1 senator having voted nay. House Bill 555 has been concurred in. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, vote no. Motion is carried. Thank
you. Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. House bills concurred in Houses 26, 34, 114, 116, 129, 147, 151, 310, 311, 343, 399, 555, 795, and House Joint Resolution 7 and 11. Pass consideration, House Bill 457.
Senator Emmerich.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Emmerich that the committee of the whole report be adopted. As many of those in favor of the motion as signify by voting aye, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Senator Moeller. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 members haven't voted yes. Committee of the whole report has been adopted. Thank you, Senator Emmerich.
That's all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order of business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 246, introduced by Zolnikoff, a bill for an act entitled Revised Corporate Income Tax Water's Edge Election Laws.
Senate Bill 246 hasn't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes, 16 have voted no.
34 haven't voted yes, 16 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 246 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 38, introduced by Will Blondale, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Theft Laws to Enumerate Theft of a Light Vehicle.
House Bill 38 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 have voted yes, 17 have voted no.
33 haven't voted yes, 17 haven't voted no. House Bill 38 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 60, introduced by Logie, a bill for an act entitled an act providing for an annual fee on electric vehicles registered in the state.
House Bill 60, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 39 have voted yes, 11 have voted no.
39 have voted yes, 11 have voted no. House Bill 60 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 42, introduced by Hinkle, a bill for an act entitled revised laws related to fish, wildlife, and parks employee firearm use.
House Bill 42 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 have voted yes. 5 have voted no.
45 haven't voted yes, 5 haven't voted no. House Bill 42 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 127, introduced by Anderson, a bill for an act entitled creating a combined beer and wine table distributor license.
House Bill 127 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 1 has voted no.
49 have voted yes, 1 haven't voted no. House Bill 127 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 146, introduced by Kastmeyer, a bill for an act entitled to create land owner preference to hunt deer and antelope.
House Bill 146 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Molnar. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 have voted yes, 17 have voted no.
33 have voted yes, 17 haven't voted no. House Bill 146 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 172, introduced by Beattie, a bill for an act entitled revised laws related to post-election audits.
House Bill 172 hasn't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
49 have voted yes. 1 have voted no. House Bill 172 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 173, introduced by Beattie, a bill for an act entitled revised laws related to security of vote tabulating machines.
House Bill 173 hasn't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 2 have voted no.
48 haven't voted yes. 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 173 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 213, introduced by Mitchell, a bill for an act entitled provide certificate of non-viable birth.
House Bill 213 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 have voted yes. 15 have voted no.
35 haven't voted yes. 15 haven't voted no. House Bill 213 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 273, introduced by Kearns, a bill for an act entitled general revised laws relating to the director of the state lottery.
House Bill 273 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 19 have voted no.
31 haven't voted yes, 19 haven't voted no. House Bill 273 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 326, introduced by Seekins Crow, a bill for an act entitled revised laws relating to the appointment of the judicial.
House Bill 326 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Solomon. Secretary will record the votes.
Mr. President, 29 have voted yes, 21 have voted no.
29 haven't voted yes, 21 haven't voted no. House Bill 326 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 397, introduced by Mercer, a bill for an act entitled allow Department of Justice to share Social Security numbers with Department of Revenue in certain situations.
House Bill 397 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 23 have voted yes, 27 have voted no.
23 haven't voted yes, 27 haven't voted no. House Bill 397 has failed on third reading.
Mr. President, House Bill 401, introduced by Fern, a bill for an act entitled Revised Trash Tie-Down Laws.
House Bill 401 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 43 have voted yes, 7 have voted no.
43 have voted yes, 7 have voted no. House Bill 401 has passed the Senate. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number 9, motions. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move to refer House Bill 147 by Representative Gillette, enhanced Medicaid rates for certain children's mental health services, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
That objection is ordered.
Mr. President, I move to refer House Bill 311 by Representative Yakovich, establish a chemical dependency treatment voucher program, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
That objection is ordered.
Mr. President, I move to refer House Bill 114 by Representative Vinton, revised timelines for water right permit and change processes, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
That objection is so ordered.
Mr. President, this is a motion. I'm going to make a motion to reconsider our action to indefinitely postpone House Bill 63. There's been a request to send this one back to committee for some potential amendments.
Okay, so that's House Bill 63.
That's by Representative Kearns. The title is an act to, I don't know the short title, the full title of the bill here is an act to generally revise civil and criminal liability laws related to members of the armed forces.
Okay, I'll allow for two proponents on this and two opponents. And then allow you to close. Proponents, Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman of the committee. I think when we had the hearing on this, there was some more information. It sounds like this bill could do some good, and it just needs to go back to committee to clean it up a little bit.
Senator,
the motion.
Senator Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bottom line with this bill is we want to assure our fellow Montanans who are also National Guardsmen that we have their back as they're carrying out their duties in an official capacity. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, now I'll allow for any opponents. Seeing none, with the Senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 39 have voted yes, 11 have voted no.
39 haven't voted yes, 11 haven't voted no. Motion carries. Senator, or Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, now I'm going to make the motion to re-refer House Bill 63 to the State Administration Committee.
Okay, you've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. When we get the board up. House Bill 63. All those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 41 have voted yes, 9 have voted no.
41 haven't voted yes, 9 haven't voted no. Motion carries. Seeing no further motions, go to order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 6 bills, executive action, 8 o'clock.
Senator Small.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Business and Labor tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock a.m., 7 bills.
Senator Manzella.
Senate Highways and Transportation today at 3 o'clock.
Senator Asp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Finance and Claims in the morning, 8 o'clock, I think 5 bills.
Senator Heimbach.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks at 2:45. Everybody, 2:45, so we can do some executive action.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Tax will not meet tomorrow. Waiting for some fiscal notes. We may be meeting Monday, though. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. One announcement here. The deadline for placing an order for your Senate photos is tomorrow, Friday, March 24th. The display board and the order forms are in the Secretary of the Senate's office, room 302. So that, Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour 1 o'clock on March 24, 2023, the 59th legislative day.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. We'll adjourn tomorrow at 1 o'clock.